It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The fires burning across Colorado are taking a toll on air quality. CPR Sam Brash reports. Scientists say pollution from the smoke could increase the risks of COVID-19.
Colleen Reed studies the health effects of smoke at CU Boulder. She says studies have found links between exposure to wildfire smoke and respiratory illnesses, similar to COVID-19.
So the exposure to the smoke does not make someone more likely to get COVID. It could make them more likely to have a more severe case.
That's because smoke can irritate the lungs and make it harder to fight off an infection. A recent study suggests longer-term impacts, too. It found bad flu seasons in Montana tended to follow bad wildfire seasons, though it did not prove causation. Reed wasn't involved in that study and says while it's an interesting result, it needs more investigation. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Smoke from western Colorado wildfires is keeping the air hazy over much of the state. An air quality advisory is in effect this morning for Eagle, Mesa, Pitkin, Delta, and Garfield counties. Race took center stage Monday during a Denver City Council debate over what to do with a huge closed golf course in northeast Denver. Here's Denverite's David Sachs.
Some cities would kill to have 155 acres of grass and trees to do something with. The question in northeast Park Hill has been what to do with it. Some want to see the old Park Hill Golf Club become a park. Councilwoman Candy Sitabaka took up their cause and floated a ballot measure that would let city voters ban homes and businesses on the property. The bill failed 10-3. Councilman Chris Herndon said his district has this asset in a historically black neighborhood, and its fate should be decided by locals, not voters at large. Developer Westside Investment Partners says at least 60 acres will be park space if and when the site is developed. David Sachs, Denverite.
Colorado Springs City Council is closer to choosing the members of its newly created Police Accountability Commission. The Gazette reports they've selected 27 people for interviews. The city received 800 applications for the commission, which was approved in June as a response to protests after the deaths of Devon Bailey in the Springs and George Floyd in Minnesota. The council will appoint the final committee at the end of September. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.